Question number four, education and youth. What role should Islamic education play in addressing the contemporary challenges faced by the youth in Bangladesh? How can young Muslims in Bangladesh balance modern education with traditional Islamic teaching? So the first guidance given in the Quran to humanity was not to pray, was not to fast, was not to perform Hajj. It was Iqra, read, it was proclaim, it was recite. So the first guidance given to humanity in the glorious Quran was to educate yourself. And it's compulsory on every Muslim man or woman to acquire knowledge. That is the hadith of the Prophet. So education is a must regarding education and youth. And of course, for the youth, it's more important. And how should you incorporate the Islamic teachings? We had launched a school in Bombay in the year 2001, Islamic International School. And our motto was education for both the worlds. That means educate the children on the Islamic pattern. At the same time, it was affiliated with the IGCSE. The degree is coming from UK. So there were the formal subjects and the Islamic subjects. The formal degree recognition came from UK. So we were registered under the IGCSE system. It's the largest recognized system in the world, where there are tens of thousands of students every year passing. So no one will say it's a Muslim-owned school or it's a Indian school. The degree is coming from UK. So our motto was education for both the worlds. So it was formal education, Islamic education. We thought to it that we taught Islam from nursery and started reading the Quran in junior KG, senior KG. Hif started from first standard. By the time the child reaches fourth or fifth, he's half of the Quran. So we select some students and it was a dual language of instruction, Arabic and English. Arabic is the language of the Quran, language of the Hadith. So we felt it's important that our students know Arabic as a language. So if you see that in our school, we had Deen and Dunya both put together and the classes were divided in the full week in 5 days to 60 classes. If you analyze, maybe 35-40% were in Arabic, the remaining in English. And even the English subjects, there was a separate subject called Islamic studies. It was talking about Islam and English language. So those who don't understand Arabic, etc., they understand directly. And the gain. So it was Islamic studies in English. So if you put Arabic together and the Hif together and the Islamic subjects in Arabic, Tawheed, Sharia, Fiqh, etc., along with the English Islamic studies put together, so more than 50% was Islam. MashaAllah. So it was a unique school and was doing very well. But when we did Hijrah, of course, now it's not the same as before. But my advice is that we should have this combination of education for both the worlds, like how we had in Bombay. And this will be the best to educate the children and the youth. They will be inclined towards modern technology, etc. But according to Sharia compliance, this will be the best and the country will progress maximum in this.